You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. With his pick for attorney general, his executive order targeting majority Muslim countries, and his choice of Steve Bannon, who spent years mainstreaming white nationalism to be his chief strategist in the White House, many Americans are worried that Donald Trump's White House is telegraphing racism and xenophobia. Michael Eric Dyson is a professor of sociology at Georgetown University. He's written extensively about the intersection of race and politics in America, most recently in Tears We Cannot Stop, A Sermon to White America. Joining me now by Skype, Dr. Dyson. Welcome back to WNYC.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, there's been a lot of protesting going on over the past few weeks. We've had women protesting, people protesting on behalf of immigrants. Do you think we're looking at the start of a movement, or could the focus fizzle like it did, say, with Occupy Wall Street?
Well, you know, it remains to be seen, but I think this is much more intense than Occupy Wall Street. I think the main instigation of it remains in office, and that's President Donald Trump. So I think that will guarantee a level of intensity and a level of consistency that might have otherwise doomed Occupy Wall Street.
Well, let's talk about some of those fronts. We're in the first official work week of Jefferson Beauregard Sessions as Trump's new attorney general. He's now the top law enforcement official in the country after a very charged battle over his nomination. What should be of greatest concern to Americans? Jeff Sessions in charge of voting rights, Jeff Sessions in charge of the Eric Garner and other similar civil rights cases, Jeff Sessions in charge of immigration enforcement. What concerns you most?
Yes, and yes, and a lot more. I mean, he's one of the most problematic and potentially even dangerous attorneys general that we've had in that seat. And that's saying quite a bit. I think because of his studied resistance to issues of concern to African-American people. So I think when you look at that, when you look at immigration, the kind of resurgent xenophobia that is afoot in the culture, Jeff Sessions does not bode well. He's not a Beauregard. He's not a good look.
There are people who say that the reason race relations are so intense right now is because people focus too much on so-called identity politics. Who's making that charge, and what is your reaction to it?
Well, the people who want to hold on to their identity politics as universal and therefore neutral and therefore invisible are making that charge. When whiteness was unchallenged, there was no cry about identity politics because the identities were the people who were in power. When you're in power, you don't have to announce what you're doing and what you're saying and what you're thinking because it's normative. But the moment it begins to be challenged by people of color, by women, by sexual minorities, then it becomes a problem. Then the whiteness that is under siege begins to assert the illegitimacy of, quote, identity politics when it's played identity politics from the get-go.
So we're barely a month in to this new Trump administration, and we have had day after day of controversy with people on both sides of the aisle, I think pretty much exhausted. So I have your new book here, and when you open it up, the inside of the jacket says starkly in black and white, how we can make it through the long night of despair. Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Dyson, how can we make it through the next 4 years at this pace and intensity?
My pastor used to say to me, we have already come through what we've come to. It sounds cute, it sounds pat, but it's something significant and serious. What my pastor was saying is basically, we done faced a lot worse than this. This is not enslavement, this is not Jim Crow, although it is indeed a nasty, recrudescent racism and white nationalism that needs to be named. We have a white nationalist in the White House, in the body and person of Steve Bannon, the former head of Breitbart News, who has embraced white nationalist themes. So there's no question that we're up against it. I'm encouraged by women standing up and by people who are standing up for immigrants. And I think when people come together as American citizens and see we have much more in common than we have apart, that is one of the most hopeful moments to be able to continue to press the Trump administration to at least seek to behave the right way. And then we've got a plot and plan.
Michael Eric Dyson, ever hopeful, is a professor of sociology at Georgetown University. His latest book is Tears We Cannot Stop, A Sermon to white America. Dr. Dyson, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.